Well, I guess about the Copenhagen involved, if I'm going to have that one.
I don't know. What else do you want to...
If I'm right here, am I clear, Gary? It was shaking a little bit there for a while.
I might say, this ain't a drink of whiskey, but it's probably soup.
If I'm not in the way, I'll just stay here just in case.
Loves his wife and loves his wife.
Go through that again.
Here's to the man that loves his wife and loves his wife alone, for many a man has loved another man's wife and he should be loving his own. Here's to the man that rocks his baby and rocks his baby alone, for there's many a man who rocks another man's baby when he thinks he's rocking his own.
Say, have you, over the years, have you had any vices?
Huh?
Have you had any vices over the last 90 years?
Any
vices? Vices. Like smoking or drinking or anything.
Oh, well, I'm a social drinker. The fellow says, he says, I'm just a social drinker, he says. Well, that's a social life.
How about cigarettes?
Well, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. The cigarette smoking, I was a sucker. Answer the question?
I think it does.
But I was a sucker for 65 years.
You were, huh?
Yeah.
What made you quit?
Well, I think somebody caught me on the hook for a sucker, and I had to quit.
When you were coming out over the Oregon Trail, did you have any idea that you'd live to see the day of cars and people landing on the moon?
Hell no. And I think a lot of them are going to wish they never saw the day, too.
How come?
Well, they're going to kill themselves, though. But
how?
Progress.
Too much progress, you think, huh?
Too much progress. How is a man going to give $12,000, $15,000 for a car to run up down the road on $1.50 gasoline when you used to have an old mule and eat grass and get on the ride and go someplace? Well, it took more time. But more time you have, the better you're satisfied with life, ain't you? You wouldn't want to die with a diaper on. No, I'll tell you, progress is St. Helens up here. That's a big start on it. They can't drop a donut down that with a big hole in it and stop that lava. They'll forget to let their Arizona garage. It leaves that hole when it blew out to it.
So you said you had 10 commandments for a logger. What are those?
Oh, six.
Six commandments.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, drink, smoke, puff, and pipe. You can put fried fish in there if you want to. That'll take care of that, won't it? It'll be an apology.
I think so.
I'm going to see one of them, maybe. What are you doing, wiping tears out of your eyes with this crybaby stuff?
What was the other one that he just was reciting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of glossed over that part about her getting the five, and then you threw and got your six.
So oh, yeah.
Go through that part again.
Yeah. Well, I said, well, Chuck, did I see whether you're married or not? Well, what do you mean? I explained it to her. I said, take this dot, throw it out there, and the one gets a hot number, says yes or no. And Wilson says, go ahead. No, I said, you Chuck. And I said, she rolled the dice out on the coffee table and got a five spot. I let her groan out of me like a dying mule. And what's the matter? You got a crap? I said, no, I got one chance out of six. You'll be my wife. Well, hurry up, Chuck. But I didn't. I got a six. And I did let her groan out of both ends. Well, I told her that we'd get married as soon as I finished the job was on, and we went and got married, and it cost me $5, $2.50 for license, and $2.50 to make the preacher grin, but she was worth $5.
You think you got your money's worth out of it,
Well, huh? I'll tell you, I got about as good as out of $5 then as you're getting out of $500. That'll go with the public water.
I think so.
Well, that's about...
What was it like when you finally pulled into the valley here? You were conscious and all by then?
Oh, yes. I was pretty well all healed up and everything. No more than my jaw was set.
You were still drinking out of a hollowed-out...
I was drinking milk and soup and something you could just swallow. Mother, she'd put a spoon in my mouth, lay on my back, and pour it into it. I swallowed. It was over a year that I never got no solid food, and I have drank milk since.
Huh.
I figured I got my share of vitamin D. Is that still going yet?
Yeah. Could you go like this, chuck the dice? Like?
Well, I'd roll in your hand like this, so it'd be loose.
Uh-huh. But just go through that, chuck the dice, you know.
I started to say something because I was hard about to keep my mouth shut on that. I said, is that a going yet? I bet the public will wonder what in the hell put all that big white slice of watermelon on your face, huh?
Is that it? Yeah.
Well, I think
we probably got her.